Shabbat Shalom. On this weekend of Thanksgiving, we are so deeply grateful for the release of 24 hostages today. We are uncertain about the fate of others and pray that many more will be released. We are uncertain about the health and well-being of those who were released and those who have not been released. We share the pain of the families who have yet to receive news of their loved ones' return. We also face the uncertainty of not knowing about the future of this war. We pray for the continued release of all those held hostage, for their safety, well-being, and that of their families and loved ones. As Jews, we are often asked to carry opposing realities at the same time, to celebrate the goodness of our lot at the same time as remembering the many in crisis and in need. We break a glass at a wedding to acknowledge that in any moment, even one of great unity, love, and beauty, there is still so much brokenness in the world, and we have a role to play in its repair. And so, this year's Thanksgiving feels very Jewish. On the one hand, we are seeing a rise of anti-Semitism. We are bearing witness to senseless death. We are heartbroken. Celebrating Thanksgiving may seem a bit tone deaf when so many are suffering, or at best, like participating in some isolated oasis away from the painful realities. And yet, we have to celebrate Thanksgiving, even when there is much to mourn. This Jewish concept is parallel to Thanksgiving. It's called Hakarat HaTov, gratitude, or translating more faithfully to noticing the good. After all, we are Yehudim, the Jews, which translates to ones who are grateful, Yehudim. Our name emphasizes that we do not take blessings for granted. It may be that at this time of Thanksgiving is just what we need right now to help rekindle our faith. In our Torah portion this week, our patriarch Jacob is fleeing from home. On his route, he lays down to sleep in the desert, a stone for his pillow, the cold ground for his bed. He is adrift, alone, not sure of what is next, with no supportive family to run back to. He has many reasons to mistrust in an unpredictable world. And at this moment, he dreams of angels climbing up and down a ladder from the earth to the heavens. It's a strange moment of ambiguity. Is he in the desert, or is he in the abode of God? Is he lying on a rock, or is he lying on a holy monument? Is God speaking to him, or is it just a dream? Is this a moment of blessing, or a moment of desolate isolation? The Midrash tells us that God asks Jacob, "Why don't you climb up the ladder?" Jacob becomes faint, answering, "Because all those who are ascending are descending. So I will go down." But God assures him, "If you go up, you will not go down." But Jacob could not believe, and he would not go up. Jacob's faith is shaky. He wants to believe what he saw, but instead of fully taking in blessing, he offers God a kind of negotiation. God has already said that God will be there for Jacob, will be with him, take care of him as he goes forward. But Jacob says, "If you will be with me and will take care of me, then you will be my God." Many of us can relate to this kind of faith, a conditional faith, one foot in and one foot out. We, like Jacob, may feel as if we're in a desert of doubt. We have seen too much pain and suffering, and it's very hard to keep the faith in these kind of circumstances. And yet, True faith goes beyond immediate pain and suffering. Faith is not the belief that everything will be okay, because we know that at times it won't. Faith is not waiting for God to fix it. Faith is born on that hard pillow of stone when you think you have nothing and find instead you have strength. Tonight, we begin the month of Kislev, in which we celebrate Hanukkah. While we begin the month of the darkest and longest days of the year, we also celebrate the holiday of miracles, of light, of hope. Jacob's ladder connects earth to heaven in a vertical line, just as the little Hanukkah candle stands vertical, carrying energy from the bottom of the wick to the flame itself bearing light. This is the gift of Hanukkah. We tell the story of surviving despite all odds. We bring light into the darkest moments of the year, and with it, hope for better times. The Midrash teaches there is a primordial light that existed before all of creation. This mystical light is hidden, but glimmers of it are revealed at special moments throughout time. And the Hanukkah candles represent this hidden light. A tiny flame can lead to something momentous. Shabbat Shalom.